And welcome to episode 3 of Reset. This is your host, Radio Mike, and I'd like to thank everyone for coming back, you know, tuning in, another week of Mayhem and Mischief. I have my wonderful round table with me again. I have Chris.
Hello.
Team PS3. Lawrence.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to say something.
Yeah, you're supposed to say something.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, oh good, I get to test the beeping mechanic now. Indubitably. Team PS3. I have.
He's Team Xbox 360 now.
Oh, excuse me. Team 360. I'm sorry. I'm just so about the PS3 week.
See, he was about to pull out the knife and start shaking you, dude.
I'm just really about the PS3 right now, and I don't understand why there's so much hate for this system that plays Blu-rays so nicely. And myself, Radio Mike. Who's a part of Team Wii, the kings, the champions, the ones on top. I also have with us again our special guest, Celeste. Who's here doing our anime section, and this week we're actually going to do something a little bit different. We're actually going to splice in a little bit of world news and politics into our roundtable discussion. Alright, so you guys stay tuned and get ready. Episode 3 Reset coming at you.
Hello, this is Chris Alexander. I'm doing the PS3 segment, and actually, I got good news for you guys. Like, I actually have games coming out that don't suck.
Like, really good games for the PS3.
Game. Not like, you know, FIFA 09. Because FIFA 09 was a big game coming out.
FIFA 09, I mean, it's good internationally. Very good internationally.
But it's not even all that good internationally, because FIFA 09 is made by people, Americans, who don't even play soccer. How many kids you know that play soccer in this country?
Two.
Yeah. Winning 11.
There were two, but there was none.
But I played soccer for 8 years, but I'm weird.
Okay, so now I know three.
Winning 11 and Pro Evolution Soccer is made for people who don't even speak English.
All right, yeah, we talked about this, though.
But that's besides the point.
That's beside the point. So we actually have games other than FIFA 09 this week.
Yeah, you know. Oh, and SOCOM. SOCOM was actually not that bad. But okay. Anyway, we have I'm just going to run in the list real quick.
It's like, really, Lawrence? It wasn't that good?
Wait. What? SOCOM was okay.
No, he said SOCOM wasn't that good.
Yeah, SOCOM was okay. It was like an 8. It was 7.5 out of 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know we got a better rating than that? That game is like 3 years old.
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah. Anyway, so speaking of more PS3 stuff, I'm just going to run through the list of games and then I'll we'll pick out ones that were interesting. We got Penny Arcade, the one that came out on the Xbox Live like forever ago. I don't know why it's...
It actually has like an acronym.
It's
on the rain precipice of darkness. Okay, here's how it says. It says OTR SPOD. Yep. So Penny Arcade OTR SPOD.
Yeah, so yeah, that...
Not quite KOTOR, but okay.
Yeah.
If you like Penny Arcade, you probably won't like this game.
Yeah. There is
like
Prince
Penny
Persia.
You're retarded.
Because Taiko gave not funny.
Yeah.
There, I said it. I said it. They're not funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't draw.
Okay, so continuing. There's Prince of Persia, Soldier X, Guitar Hero.
It's not
Walter.
Even called Soldier. It's called Solder. Solder.
Solder.
Solder X.
Soldner.
Wielding circuits too. Cardboard.
It's like, how did you make your Wii play Japanese games? I sold them.
I sold them.
I sold them. I sold them.
R-O-T-F-L.
You guys are messed up.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, Fallout 3, Legendary.
Oh, Fallout 3, yes.
Wait for comments when I'm messing up
I'm
and
chilling.
Making fun of the games.
Right.
Which will be food. Little Big Planet.
Like, it'll be Boone? Like, did you say Boone from, like, Lost?
I'm sorry, I was trying to bite my ear at the same time as talking.
Okay.
My hand over against my chest.
You can do
anyway.
That. That's a unique talent, my friend. There are people looking for you.
Oh, man, you could be all over the internet in the tubes.
Biting your ear while you're attempting to talk.
Wow. Okay, so, Little Big Planet. MotoGP 08.
Actually, no, Little Big Planet shouldn't be on that list. Little Big Planet got pushed back a week. Because it had the Quran in it, so they had to put you back in. You guys are laughing, but really, it had music that referenced lines from the Quran in it. Muslim extremists didn't like that, so they pushed the game back a week to take it out. No, they're going to fix it with the
Muslim extremists have to be happy, Lord forbid.
Because the Muslim, that's how awesome this game is. Muslim extremists are playing Little Big Planet. How about
that? No, but seriously, like, there's another game that came out for the Xbox.
Watching it.
There's another game that came out for the Xbox. It had same thing. Some dude in his Wen quote, Kakuo Chojin. Reference the praise Allah.
It would be nice if they got over that stuff though.
Because it got banned. It never came out. I mean, it was basically was just a pretty looking tech demo, but whatever.
Yeah, but Little Big Planet will be out next week for those.
Yeah,
ready.
Sorry,
we'll
guys.
Be doing a big thing for that next week.
Yep. So, MotorStorm Pacific Rift, and then SingStar Volume 2. If you're really interested in PSP, which I guess some of you are out there, I don't know why. The Ben 10 Alien Force is coming out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be getting that. Day to date. I need that UMD in my life.
Just, wow. Humongous force.
And the fact is, we actually watch Ben 10. Like, it's not a bad show.
No, not serious. I watch Ben 10.
Dude. Actually, that was that's not a we. That's not a... That's
okay,
them.
Chris doesn't watch Ben
that's
10.
Them.
Radio Mike and Lawrence watch Ben 10.
Yeah.
Alien Force.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch Ben 10, whatever.
You're too busy playing Little Big Planet.
Exactly.
Oh, burr.
Yeah, so Monster Jam, Assault, Urban, whatever it's Monster Jam.
I don't know what that word is.
That's like,
Neverland Card Battles and Star Ocean First Departure. I'm just going to pick out the ones in this list that are interesting. Honestly, you can look up the rest of them if you really are interested. But if I'm not mentioning it, it's usually for a reason, which means it sucks. So, stay away from it. Anyway. Penny Arcade, no. Done. But just, no. Like, if you read the comic, if you enjoy games that don't suck, I'm sorry, these guys make a reasonably funny comic when it first came out.
Slick Precipice of Darkness got good reviews on the Xbox.
Not saying that the game is bad, just they are not funny.
Exactly. And like, it's one of those things where no.
Maybe you might like the game even if you don't like the comic because the game's actually fun and playable.
Alright, that's cool. I have, you know how many RPGs I'm playing right now?
You know what? I didn't ask you that. I don't care.
Isn't it
but isn't it more like Gauntlet than just like a straight up?
No, it's an RPG.
It's an RPG.
It's like all intents and purposes.
It's
an RPG.
A ding 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 attack weight points.
It's kind of like attack, you ever weight. Play Shadow Hearts?
Yeah,
it's like Shadow Hearts except
Shadow Hearts was really
it's Shadow Hearts.
Shadow Hearts
for comics with American people in it.
Okay, so Prince of Persia Classic. If you want something that'll kill you over and over and over again, and don't feel like playing. You know, buying a commando online for some strange reason, that's a good one to try out. Although, I personally think Aladdin was much more fun. I think they should
Aladdin is... You know what I think they should put on the Xbox Live Arcade?
Yeah.
Freaking, what is that? The Lion King. That game is so hard. And they should only put one achievement. It's called Beat the Game. Because that game is impossible. That game is harder than many.
No, Aladdin's worse. Aladdin's you have to beat it in a certain amount of time. If you die once... End of the game. You have to do the whole thing, over again.
Nintendo. I can still never beat the Lion King though. Yeah. So like you're saying,
you can't beat Aladdin.
I've gotten to at least the last four.
Isn't the last part where you fight Jafar, right?
But see, you don't get the full game thing if you die once during the game if you don't get it through a certain amount.
So you have to get through the whole game in a certain amount of time.
I think it's under 3 hours or something. You have to do it, and if you can do it on a computer, obviously, if you have like save
state. Yeah, save state. You're like click save state.
Yeah, seriously, that's the way I got through Street Fighter 2X to get to Akuma. I won't lie. Like the first time I did it through the I picked Balrog and I just save state whenever I lost a round.
Okay,
but that's just me.
All right, that's fine.
I was cheating. Anyway, so, Soldner X? No. Okay, so...
Don't get Soldner X, because it's Soldner.
They can't even spell the game right. How am I supposed to think they actually programmed it correctly, or drew it correctly? I'm sorry.
You mess around, and IGN gives it, like, a 9.7.
I can't get
there's a commercial for it.
Yeah.
And it's a special edition with 3 discs.
And you know what?
How they gonna make a 3-disc special edition for a PSN release?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, that's cool.
Alright, so Guitar Hero World Tour. Actually, if you like Guitar Hero,
buy Rock Band.
And wait, that's not even like.
I was trying to say that in a nicer way, but basically.
Sometimes you gotta just say it.
Unless you consider Duran Duran to be rock music, come on, done. In an ordinary world. No, that is not. That's pop music. pop music.
Well, Guitar Hero at this point is like the more mainstream of the two games.
So which is why you should buy Rock Band.
It's not even mainstream, it's just the most half.
Ooh, yeah.
80s pop, yeah.
There was actually an 80s version, so there you go.
Yeah. Done.
Guitar Hero
and
80s.
And they didn't put Duran Duran on that.
They didn't even put good 80s songs in the game.
It was
terrible
80s. And
then they charged full price for it.
And even like,
expansions are... don't cost full price. No, that game was $60.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even $20 when
like,
it came
that game should have been $20. I paid $20 for expansions.
The 80s is only on the PS2 when it cost $50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's dumb.
So, Legendary...
on a commitment so you can go make.
Actually, Legendary does look... It looks like it'll be fun for a couple of hours.
It looks like it might be fun, maybe, someday.
Plan. No, see...
Will you stop that?
I can't
wait till next week.
Wait till the next one.
Next week, when we do our special Little Big Planet episode, you probably won't come. Because all we're going to be doing is playing the game.
No, I'll come. Seriously. Just watch you do stuff you do in real life, except it'll take like 9 button presses and 3 hours for you to do it.
It is not.
It's like, yo,
Assassin's
let's get in a room and just make funny faces.
Wow.
It's like,
whatever, man. Like, you're not going to have fun. I'm going to have so much fun making a Sackboy.
Dude, you can make a Mario. You can make a Mario with like physics in it.
Physics, like physics,
like
sack
first,
Mario.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so if it's not Mario, it's a sock.
No, I want to see a Sackboy version of Larry.
Could you imagine like making coin heaven after
that's
going
saying,
through?
No, like the cool thing that we're gonna do is like next week I'm gonna bring the game and we're gonna play it and it's gonna be like we're gonna take time and we're gonna create ourselves and then a level for the show and then we'll upload it for you guys to look at. And anyone else who has a PlayStation 3, we'll let you know our PSN accounts for those of us here who have PlayStation 3s. And, you know, you can play online with us because, you know, we're trying to build a community.
Two of us?
Yeah, two of us had PS3s.
Two of us. Yeah. Because we're the only people crazy enough to actually bother to buy the thing. But anyway.
I went to look into a bad one.
Right, Legendary. Guys. So I just think, wow. Yeah. So Legendary, if you like Dark Watch for PS2, this might be something you're going to be interested in because it has, like, it's a first-person shooter and then it has this horror stuff where, like, things you walk around a corner and this ugly mutated albino freak comes out and tries to kill you. So if that's what you're into, then have fun.
Yeah,
but I think you should wait.
Jumping you.
Yeah, albinos are. Albinos
so basically, if you like playing Powder or you like the movie Powder, here's Powder the game.
If you're albino, buy this game.
If you did
my suggestion,
the
actually,
Matrix.
My suggestion actually, if you're looking for a more probably a better done scary-ish FPS, I would actually do. The Aliens game that's coming out, because that looks really nice.
Better yet, if you're looking for the best game right now out on any system, you need to be playing Dead Space, period.
You know, Dead Space is pretty cool, and it
Dead
actually
Space
turned out really good.
So awesome. Like,
it turned out really
that
good.
That game is so pretty. It's
yeah.
so awesome at all points of that game. Like,
but
it
course,
doesn't drop at all.
No, but, I mean, we're Dead Space versus Resident Evil 5. Obviously, we're still going to wait for Resident Evil 5.
Well, I mean, Resident Evil 5 also has 5 more months of development,
yeah.
So it better be awesome. And it looks like a movie,
yeah.
But it should be good. Look how big that studio is.
Exactly.
I mean, look at the studio. Like, at EA, they have the resources, but, like, you know, this is a new team just coming out. But,
yeah.
Anyway, is there anything else on the PS3?
I mean, for the actual PS3, there's MotoGP. Like, if you like bike racing and skidding,
but how is MotoGP coming out the same time as MotorStorm Pacific Rift? Wouldn't they try to push that back?
No, because they're not at all similar. At all.
Really?
No, seriously, MotoGP, you spend half of your time skidding and dying the first time you play it. And then the next month, you're playing the exact same game, and guess what? You're skidding and dying. It's a simulator. It's very, 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 like, you must
do
what you're supposed to do.
It's kind of like the Gran Turismo.
It is Gran Turismo, basically, except it's
off.
Yeah.
Road racing?
No, it's bikes. It's
MotoGP
just straight up.
Is
oh,
like,
MotoGP
Japanese
is,
motorcycles.
Yeah,
okay.
It's straight
so
up.
So MotoGP is like the motorcycle sim.
It's like if you're playing a baseball game.
Gran Turismo.
It's like if you're playing a baseball game. This is a sports game for people who like bike racing, which I honestly have never heard of anyone who's really into bike racing. But if you're into it, by all means, get MotoGP. If you aren't into it and you want a good racing game,
get
probably
MotorStorm
not.
Pacific Rift then, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's looking better, and you get to knock people off of things and run people over. And all
right.
What are all the things you like in the original one? And then there's
you
one
can do,
or two.
You can do more of it. So it's like Road Rash, but in HD.
Yeah.
Okay, I could be about that.
Yeah, and plus Road Rash plus really big monster trucks.
All right, that's cool. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
In fact, like this is actually a very nice week to own a video game console.
Because
like,
you have more than one gun coming. This is why I was saying this is good news for you people that have the PS3.
Very good. So PS3, Very good stuff moving forward.
Don't know why you have a PS3, but congratulations that you do. Anyway, so on the PSP, I actually do have to mention things from the PSP because King of Fighters Collection is something I've been waiting for. Even though I already have every single King of Fighters ever, I still would probably buy this anyway just because it's King of Fighters.
So would you buy a...
If it's a King PSP of Fighters game.
A collection?
It's a good choice. I have to think about it because actually my PSP is broken right now. So I'd actually have to go out and buy a PSP again just to be able to play this game. And I think I might.
And you would do that?
I might. I'm thinking about it.
That's awesome.
Well, I might be able to play King of Fighters.
If you get a PSP 3000 before I do, can you let me know? Because I'd like to see how that looks. Because I'm going to do a comparison, like a side by side.
I'll let you know. All right. And then Star Ocean. The rest of the PSP games, whatever. I mean, if you want Ben 10, then go out and buy it for your 5-year-old. Don't play it if you're over 5. But anyway, Star Ocean.
Just to spite you.
Really?
Star Ocean looks actually really good. The cutscenes are solid.
It is.
The audio is solid. The gameplay is solid. Endless customizable items.
If you've been wanting to play this game since it came out on the Super Famicom in Japan, then here you go. Here's your chance to play on the PSP, which is finally we have RPGs to play on this thing.
That's exactly. Awesome. And you can waste as much of your life as you possibly could think of.
And I know
it never ends.
Like, yo, the level cap is 255. It's an Enix game before it became a part of Square. So they know how to develop their games.
Yeah, and you can play it forever, so...
I know I will.
Yeah. And that's about it, y'all. I mean, always check on your PSN, always check on IGN to see if there's anything coming down the tubes that's interesting to you. But that's the big stuff that's coming out. And, I might have forgotten to mention SingStar Volume 2, but seriously.
No, you said it.
I did? Okay, good. Because I didn't want to mention that game in the first place, but I guess I had to.
Yeah, you're obligated by law.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, moving on, our next segment is going to be our 360 section, and that's going to be headed up by Mr. Lawrence himself.
Okay, so this is Lawrence from Team Xbox 360 with the upcoming releases for this week. First up, we have Guitar Hero World Tour, which is starting our trend, it seems, for multi-platform releases. Fallout 3, Legendary, MotoGP 08, all multi-platform releases again. Seen It, Box Office Smash, and Score International Baja 1000. To top off our discussion, we'll start with Guitar Hero World Tour, which is, again, if you were listening to my PS3 rant earlier, you would know that how I feel, or rather, you would know how I feel about Guitar Hero World Tour in its entirety, so much as, like, if you already play Rock Band, you just keep Rock Band.
Yeah, it's like, where is the direction that Guitar Hero is going now? Like, what is the point of taking something that someone else has already done and doing that again, not even delivering a track list that's comparable to the competition?
Well, I think in the beginning when they picked up the Guitar Hero license is because Harmonix dropped it. I don't think they anticipated Rock Band's creation in of itself. And when Rock Band came about, they decided to go, well, we'll start producing this thing because they announced World Tour a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so when they finally got to the point where they were ready to announce it, it just looked like a Rock Band ripoff. And now that it's out, like, song list and all,
it's not even a Rock Band
garbage.
Ripoff. It's just a bad game.
It's not a bad game. It's just what makes or breaks these types of games is their song list. And Guitar Hero coming out, it just sucks.
Duran.
Like, all of the downloadable content that was good from the previous Guitar Hero games no longer works, so you can't download it through World Tour.
So none of that's backwards compatible.
So none of that even works.
So that's ridiculous.
So you'll have, like, songs from 2 and 3, all of those independent of those releases anyway, and you'll be hoping you could use it, maybe even a few of those, and none of them will register at all.
That's stupid.
So it's like the game, the peripherals are very well made, I guess. Like, the game doesn't seem very bad. The interface is Guitar Hero. I don't know how, I can't vouch for the drums or the singing, but it's Guitar Hero.
They added cymbals onto the drums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 cymbals.
Yeah, just cry cymbals. It's the same thing on Rock Band, except they don't look like cymbals.
Yeah, it's just thing in the corner on the side.
I mean, unless you get that Ion drum kit, like $300. But I'd get that if I was really going to, like, just sit down and do, like, digital drumming.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I'd get that if I was going to be playing only drums.
I'd get that if I had $300 of an expendable income that wasn't going to a hard system. Like, that's system money, not peripheral money.
Yeah, that's money you use to buy a Wii. Or an Xbox and two games. But anyway.
Right.
Moving on to our next release, Fallout 3. Yeah, I'm thoroughly excited about this
like,
myself.
It is this We'll beep it in post. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you can curse all you want. It'll just sound boop, boop. So, like, really, the rest of the show is just going to be boop, 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 boop. John McCain, boop, 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 boop. And then Palin did boop, boop, boop with her mouth in that thing, boop, boop. Like, it'll just turn into that skit from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Which is all
with the Episcopalian, boop.
Just do that verbatim.
Oh, but yeah, Fallout 3, like, if you liked Oblivion, you're going to love what this team has done because they moved on to this, and it shows its roots as far as, like, the development is concerned, like, very reminiscent of Oblivion, but, again, it's, like, set in, like, you know, what is it, like, World War II? Yeah, it's like, post-apocalyptic nuclear warfare type of thing.
Nuclear fallout holocaust has happened.
Yeah, and they just drop you in, like, what, like, Washington, D.C.?
You're in Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
and you're living in a vault, specifically Vault 101, and, like, you spend your whole life in this vault, knowing nothing of the outside world.
The vaults, by the way, are, like, underground shelters that they built prior to this nuclear fallout.
And they were telling people, go into these fallout shelters, and you'll be able to survive anything. Like, now, these people who are living in the vaults, you know, very sheltered, very secluded lives, you start your life at birth. You start at conception, and you move forward picking, like, your class, picking, like, your stats and stuff like that, like old RPG style, and then you move forward, you have your first birthday party. Obviously, the game is using that as its, you know, moniker to show you how to go about different decisions. So, like, one thing happens, like, this kid comes to your birthday party, tells you, oh my god, like, yo, I hate you, why am I at your party? It's like, yo, if I didn't have to be here, I'd beat you up. Later on, you find out he joins a gang called, I think they're called the Tunnel Snakes or Tunnel Vipers. Something gay. They end up giving you a jacket because the kid likes you or something. Like, if you pick a female, if you're a guy, he hates you because I guess he's not gay. So, but, like, it just goes to show you that, like, yo, you have different choices. And it's like, even the people who were talking about this game not being for the people who are fans of Fallout, because, like, I went back and I played Fallout 1 and 2, and I had a lot of fun playing those games, but Fallout 3, like, not even just technologically, just, like, I think this is the natural progression of what a game should do. Just, like, where should games move? Like just like you were saying, like, with Prince of Persia Classic coming out,
yeah.
Where is Prince of Persia now? Like, Prince of Persia 4, what is that doing?
It has nothing to do with anything.
It's so
different. Well, to suggest that Fallout 3, it should move in the direction that games are planning to go. You think all games should just be, like, you know, alternate world simulators, which is basically what Fallout 3 is. It plants you in a completely different set of circumstances and forces you to make choices relevant to that world.
Well, not even, I'm just saying, like, in the retrospective Fallout,
not even
just
so
showing,
much,
like, the evolution of what that game means. Like, you still made choices. Like, even before Bethesda started touching this game with Fallout 3. Fallout 1 and 2 were always about choices, always about making decisions on your life. It was very choice intensive, almost as close to, say, a choose your own adventure, just with more interactions, because they played more on the gunplay and the adventure aspect of, you know, finding your friend Dog Meat. And his name is Dog Meat.
Yeah, dog.
Coincidentally, in the game, you can actually eat stuff called Dog Meat. Like, not even the dog meat, but, like, yo, it's dog meat. Gives you, like, plus 10 HP. It's awesome. Like, the game is... And you can also kill children. Thought they were going to take that out. No, that's awesome.
That's not good.
Because they said they were taking that out. There's a kid. He's like, can you help me find my parents? And I said, don't look like I'm going to be able to find them. Clack, 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 clack. And he said, oh, no. Whoa. Just could not survive that. No, but really, I reloaded my save because actually my first playthrough is being a good person. Because when games give you the option to either be clear-cut good or clear-cut which this game really doesn't even do, because you can be clear-cut good, clear-cut I'm going to kill everyone, and then neutral, because there's different levels of karma you can get, and there are achievements tied for that for people who are achievement whores. Good stuff. It's like, have fun trying to get those neutral achievements. Those are hard.
Not
real hard.
But I mean, you mean basically that this is like playing Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 and then playing Fallout 3 is like a progression, like playing Resident Evil 3 and then playing Resident Evil 4.
Yes.
It's like,
yes. It's like
it's
the direction
game,
that,
it's just much,
exactly. Like
much,
at
much
its core,
more.
It's a lot of those same things that made. It's like, you didn't play Resident Evil 4 because you played Resident Evil 4 because you heard of Resident Evil 3. You played it, right?
No, I played Resident Evil 4 because, like, it had Resident Evil in front. But,
okay,
yeah.
But
yeah,
you
I
played
mean,
it because
yeah.
it had the Resident Evil name on it. But when you played it, you're like,
this
isn't Resident
so much
Evil.
Better.
Like, this isn't Resident Evil that it's been. It's like, that's just how I feel about Fallout. Like, Bethesda has taken something that is like one of the timeless classics and done something to it that I think is natural for a game to do, which is move in a direction that's different but still has some of the key gameplay aspects of what made it great.
It's like Fallout with Mass Effect, and then
but that's the thing, wait, don't do that, because a lot of people are going out of their way to say that Oblivion and Fallout are similar just because Bethesda made them, and
no,
then,
but
and
they're
it's not.
Not.
And it's
I
not,
was just saying so much as like the
to,
gameplay
to call
elements.
It Oblivion with guns.
So
it's,
much
it's
as
not
like
fair.
The way like you look at it, like the graphics are reminiscent of what you saw
in
the last game.
Okay.
I mean, naturally they've progressed a very significant and noticeable degree, but again, you can tell by the way the characters animate, the way everything is drawn, the
okay,
way
yeah, this is still
the way
the way
the conversations are built. It's like
okay.
Yeah, okay,
and
I know
the combat's similar. To either one, I mean, it's. I
well,
mean,
Oblivion was this.
Yeah. That also, and
then you did that back and forth grunting until one of you fell down.
And then it's really not all that similar to Mass Effect either, because Mass Effect was.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, there's don't compare this game to Mass Effect, but it's its own game. It's not a shooter. It's not an adventure game quite. It's not.
It's one of those
RPG.
Like things where it's a cornucopia of things. There you go. I use my word of the day, cornucopia.
It's just awesome. Just stick with awesome.
Yeah, but it's like Fallout 3. Great game. I'm very happy that it's multi-platform because I'm happy more people can play this.
Exactly.
So there you go. So even if you have it. We're not doing the Tekken thing, because that's not good, because I wanted to play
the
PS3.
We did the
Tekken
thing last episode.
We did the Tekken thing last week, and on top of that, we're probably going to be doing that...
When it comes out.
When it comes out, again.
And I'll be crying, again.
Yeah,
but
again.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm over it now.
You're over it? You sure?
Kind of.
Okay.
Because it just means more 360 chumps. It just means that more chumps with a 360 will be around for me to kick them up.
Why do people have to have 360 to be chumps? I have a 360.
No, there's people who have 360 chumps too.
Does that make
him
a chump? He said he'll beat you.
I already have.
Not Tekken.
He beat you in Tekken.
What? No, he beat you like 15 times. Are you kidding?
But he beat you.
Oh, okay.
You're saying
yeah,
that he
all
never
right.
beat
so,
you.
Like, ever lose a round, and
yes.
I'll just... Okay, all right.
That's
lose
how it
round.
Works.
Like, smashes,
so Michael Johnson loses the race against me, but he's 60 years old, and I'm going to be
you
fast.
Beat Michael
okay,
Johnson.
Fine.
That means you are faster
fine.
Than Michael Johnson.
Done.
Kobe. Moving on.
Moving on. Next release.
Oh, Lord.
Which is Legendary, which is the basic premise is centered around a guy who opens Pandora's box, and naturally out of Pandora's box come problems that you have to, you know, shoot, regulate with the assault rifle.
Because when you open Pandora's box, it's not a problem. It's just candy and mocha lattes come out of it.
Yeah, you would assume when it's a box that
bread.
People tell you you're not supposed to open.
Lots of bread comes out of Pandora's
like,
box.
Like, what if your girlfriend's name was Pandora? Would you be about? Would you be about her? If she has a box, would you be about?
Yeah, she
that?
Has a box.
Would you be about opening?
Do you
want
to be the first to open it?
He's gonna be the first.
Wow.
Are you going to play? You know, control.
Are you gonna reach into Pandora's box?
Oh man. That's gonna be rough. It could be like that movie. What was that? Teeth?
Yeah, teeth.
If you just did teeth.
Man.
Yo, could you imagine if they did a game for teeth? That'd be awesome.
What would
Wii.
It be like? It'd be
if
like WarioWare.
If it was the Wii, it'd be like.
Stylish. You're just like, no.
But yet, it probably would be better on the DS. Or like, yo, they need to do like Phoenix Wright.
Teeth.
Phoenix Wright, just teeth.
It is
like, yo.
Just scribble over phallic objects. It just chomp to chomp.
And then it's like, yo, she chose it. She's like, I didn't kill him. He's like, objection! The best part of that game. Oh man, objection!
Trauma center teeth.
There could be like a whole line of like teeth games and like teeth like accessories.
We're
like,
exploring
chicks,
this joke.
Chicks far. Could like I'm thinking about this like no, because they talk about that a lot. Like in South Africa, they
we're
have
talking
the
more
highest,
about this joke than we are.
They
about
one,
the
no,
game.
Like in South Africa, they have one of the highest rape rates in the world, and it's like yo, they could just have like teeth modules.
In a sense, they do.
Yeah, they do. They have that condom that goes inside with the knives. And
oh, did you see that? There's a
that's
that
awesome.
Weird
I think
German
that is
movie
so
with
awesome.
Those condoms that eat you.
Well, this is real, not the movie.
I wasn't talking about condoms, Mike.
You were talking about the condom? I talk about the condom that, like, when you go in, like, if you're raping a woman, she's wearing this thing, you put your penis in, it's like, oop. Oop. That's it. And, like, you, like that condom.
It actually makes that noise, surgically removed.
If it makes that noise, that's awesome. But what are you talking about?
It doesn't even matter because you'd have to put like mosaic and just bleepy noises all over.
Because you can put mosaic over top.
Yeah, just
audio.
Mosaic over audio.
It's like you're looking at the show and then all of a sudden like your computer just gets blurry. It's like if you're clicking on a site that might be the prawns, it just turns off. Your computer resets. Welcome to Reset. Welcome to episode 3. That's what it does. Just resets your game.
Moving on, because we spent more time talking about
We definitely did talk about
teeth and vaginas than legendary.
Yeah, we did.
It was like MotoGP. Alright, fine, we'll continue exploring this.
Not really. What's up with MotoGP?
Yeah, what's up with MotoGP? It's basically Gran Turismo with crotch rockets, because that's what they call them.
What?
They call them crotch rockets.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Japanese
bikes known as being crotch rockets. Yeah, they're kind of referred to as
crotch rockets. Even worse, some people call them rice burners.
I want a crotch rocket so bad.
No, Mike, if you practice hard enough, you might be able to get one and tell you you have one.
We apologize for any derogatory words we use towards your...
We're allowed to say crotch.
No, we don't.
And then rocket. Yes, we are. We can say crotch.
No, I was talking to him. You say we apologize. L3. We don't apologize.
Yeah. Why are we apologizing?
We apologize to all the people who are insulting of your soulless, crappy Japanese bikes. You should all buy a Harley. But anyway...
So wait, why? What is so different between MotoGP and MotorStorm? Like, why would I buy MotoGP over MotorStorm?
Well, MotoGP. The MotoGP series has always been more simulation oriented. So it's like unless you're ready to be about tweaking and learning the mechanics of turning correctly at 300 miles an hour, you're gonna slip and fall a lot and fail and restart a lot.
Okay, so I want to pay money to be the fails?
Well, no. If you've been playing MotoGP this whole time, you probably already have the game. You're not listening to anything I'm telling you. But if you're just trying to find a place to come into the series, it's like, be ready. Be ready for anger and frustration.
It's not a racing game. Just put it in front. It's not a racing game.
Oh, so it's a sim. It's a sim. Okay, that's cool. So for people who want crotch rocket simming, and then killing children, you need to look to your 360 this week. Was that it?
It's like, well, we also have seen it, Box Office Smash and Sport International Baja 1000, but seeing as though I refuse to talk about either of those for length, that's pretty much it.
It's like seen it, Box Office Smashes. Yeah, that's going to sell a million copies. I'm saying it here first.
Actually...
Maybe 30,000. Maybe.
It might.
Maybe.
It's
nationwide.
Not a million copies.
It won't sell a million, but like, people will buy that.
It'll sell like 30, 40,000.
It's Buzz Jr., sweetie, put a 360 in it.
Okay, all right, whatever. All right, I feel sorry for those kids who are getting that for Christmas and not Gears.
Yo, if you're a kid and you get Gears for Christmas, you need to hug your parents and thank
them. Yo, if you're a kid who gets Gears for Christmas, you need to send me your gamer tag so I can show you why you should have took it back to the store. All right, but anyway, moving on, we're going to go to the Wii section next with Radio Mike.
Woo, Wii.
Who is me? Alright, so, next section. So, this week on the Wii... Oh my god, there's such a long list of games. In fact...
Shovelware. The Blob. Oh wait, that was last one. Shovelware.
Y'all are mad because y'all don't have no good games.
We don't have any Fallout 3. Wow. Let's see.
I've been playing Fallout 3 for about 3 weeks.
It's not even out.
Well, I mean, no, I haven't.
How do you have that?
I don't have that. What are you talking about?
That? Let's see. We can.
I mean, I've been planning something to get Fallout 3 for 3 weeks, and now I finally can.
Alright. We can either play Fallout 3 or we can raise some babies. You want to raise some babies, Lawrence?
I do, because I'm a member of NAMBLA.
You have no idea how much I've been looking to just put babies side by side and just run them up and down the street like they're racing.
Like specifically ones of all orientations.
Like you have to have one of each because you know, but that's not even cool because you gotta put weights on the black ones.
Because black ones just run all over.
But black babies just do emergency rolls.
just black babies doing the Dead Space. All right, yeah, it's like I actually wrote down some of the titles that I wanted to talk about, but I'm actually gonna list every game coming out for the Wii. This is all coming out in one day.
It's going to take you like 45 minutes to finish.
No, all these games come out this week for the Wii. So we have Guitar Hero World Tour.
Boo.
We have All-Star Cheer Squad.
Boo.
Sports awesome. Game. We have Dora the Explorer. Dora Saves the Snow Princess. Boo. Which is an adventure game. We also have, coming out simultaneously, Go Diego Go Great Dinosaur Rescue. Boo. Which is a platformer, which is reminiscent of Super Mario. Which I think is going to be awesome. I can't wait to play that.
You can't wait to play
Go Diego Go Great Dinosaur Race. No, I can't.
Wow.
That is so serious.
Not even, Mike. So I looked at you.
Ben 10 Alien Force, the game.
Crap, so they have that on, like, so I can get that on the Wii, and then I have Waggle.
Yeah.
I get on the bus and I play it on my PSP.
Also, we have this week FIFA Soccer 09 All Play. We also have.
What?
FIFA All Soccer 09 All Play.
What's the difference between.
All Play just means instead of using actual characters like Bendit,
like real
Beckham,
people,
and Wanderlei Silva. No, he's from UFC. If Wanderlei Silva was in FIFA, that'd be so awesome.
He would just knee people in the face.
Just,
he'd be like, you know what? You'd be like the French guy who headbutted that guy.
Yeah,
in the
he'd chest. Just like. He's like, this is Sparta! Just headbutted him. That's what we need. We need that clip of that. And then we need to play that all the time over just the whole show. Also, the same day, Goosebumps Horrorland is an action game.
That actually was a really good book when it came out when I was a kid.
Imagine Party Babies, which we actually watched
Baby
some
racing.
We watched
you get
a video
it free when you were on NAMBLA for 2 years.
Yeah, you get that free when you're a power user.
For 2 years, you get like that game.
If you seed any lolicon over 1.1 ratio, if you know what that means, then you have. And that means you get this game for free. Just go to your local.
You have the game, Mike?
Go to your local EB. Yes, I do. Go to your local EB and go get your copy. Yeah, I have my copy. In fact, I've had it for weeks. So there you go.
Yeah, Baby Racing.
Coming out again on the Wii this week, because I guess it got pushed back, is Jeep Thrills.
Again.
Monster Jam Urban Assault. My Sims Kingdom. PBR Out of the Chute. It's a sports game, so
that goes hand in hand with the
PBR.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
You take a dump on the toilet and that's a game? Like, is there just, like, do you shake the?
I think you do. It has to be some weird WarioWare.
You probably squeeze.
Oh, here's a good one. Pets Horse Club.
Yeah.
What does NAMBLA even stand for? It's like
North American Manboy Love Association.
Yeah.
American Manboy Love Association. You want me to pull up the website?
No, you could be
on the mailing list.
No, because the thing what they advocate is like they advocate relations between like an old dude and like a young consensual boy.
Yeah, boy. Like I could understand it if it was at least like
boy.
No, I mean boy is in like you know the fox dude from like Inuyasha boy.
Like I mean like Walt.
Five.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're trying to go traditional.
Hey, easy. So what's better than a naked 5-year-old boy tied down to a chair, handcuffed, and
I don't know, Chris, what?
I know. Oh my God, you check this.
That vividly described thing you just...
I can tell you, it's Pirate's Quest, Hunt for Blackbeard's Booty. Done and done. And then also coming out on the Wii Score International Baja 1000.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, that is coming out on everything.
That game has to suck.
Shrek's Carnival Craze. Oh, wait. We're watching video for Goosebumps the game.
No, seriously, you wanted to watch video for Goosebumps the game?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Is this a light gun game?
We're watching real-time footage.
No, this is a light gun game. Oh, no.
You can't see it because there's a flashlight mechanic. He has to wait for the flashlight to recharge.
Oh, my goodness. This makes my soul hurt.
No!
This makes my soul hurt.
I could see this game being so awesome.
Except it won't be, because look at the freaking flashlight.
Wait, hold on. There has to be more to it than this.
No, there really isn't.
Oh, wait, yo, shit, there's four of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how's he going to do this? Yo, you got to focus on one at a time, homie. Look, he's going to run out of flashlight. Look, ran out of flashlight. Ooh, look, he's going to die. Ooh, look, he's going to get him. I'm really mad. I'm excited for this. Oh, man, this is horrible.
Look
at the character models. They're awesome. Look, his eyes open.
This game sucks.
Oh, the vampire's got you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, that was fail. PHAIL/. also coming out, this week on the Wii is Six Flags Fun Park. Spray. Oh,
there is no one. You know what? I am convinced that the Wii's quality control officer is a monkey with a banana and a typewriter sitting in an office.
It can't be because like, gets by. It's not like this is coming from Nintendo's internal team. This is from Tecmo.
But they should.
This is Tobino Itagaki's last game.
But you know what?
This is what he did after. This is like, you know how like when people like Bernie Mac has a new movie coming out and he's dead. Tupac has a new album and he's dead. It's like Tobino Itagaki did this before he left Tecmo.
But here's the thing, right? Why is it that every other system doesn't have crap like that on it?
What do you mean? Other systems have crap?
No.
Have you played Viva Pinata? Yeah. So there you go.
True, but I don't remember Pets Horse Club being on.
It's not even crap. It's just this is making games more diverse. Stop making me acknowledge this.
That's the demographic of the Wii is just retarded people. And if you are retarded, then
wow, really?
Oh, well, if you're expecting me to apologize for saying what I just said,
I expect you to apologize.
I expect you
because the next thing you were about to say was if you're retarded because you have a Wii, and I have a Wii, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike.
You apologize. So there you go. Whatever. That's all I wanted. Don't apologize.
Like, no,
don't
I'm
apologize
sorry that you're to just me. Now realizing the correlation between me and
Oh, you're a jerk. Oh my god. Totally Spies, Totally Party comes out.
Oh man.
TV show King Party. Twin Strike Operation
You've
Thunder.
You've not named one game that requires more than a brain cell to play.
Ultimate I Spy. That has to be. It's released by Scholastic Interactive.
Okay, two brain cells.
Scholastic has an interactive division?
Yo, Scholastic is those niggas used to give you those like little paper pamphlets. They'd be like, yo, get books. Yeah. Like you know, R.L. Stein. Yeah, all them. Yeah, all them. MotoGP 08.
Oh, wait, okay, one game that's not done. Never mind, that's around the console. Never mind.
Okay, and that's it, because I was about to say Bratz Kid Slumber Party, but that don't come out till next week.
Another NAMBLA
exclusive. Yo, it's like, yo, Steam is going to have, like, just all kinds of just
It's
NAMBLAs.
Like, yo, if you bring a new member into NAMBLA with you, you get
Did you mention Spray?
Slumber Party, Jeff?
Yeah, I did mention Spray, we didn't talk about it, because we're not talking about Spray.
We're not talking about what happens to you when
We're not talking about you when you play Spray, and then you are Spray. And then also because I'm on Nintendo team, I have to talk about the other thing coming out on the Nintendo console. One of the best selling, in fact the best selling handheld to date, the Nintendo DS, has a couple good releases coming out this week. The most notable noticeable of which is Castlevania Order of Acelica. I've only put about an hour and a half into the game so far, but the new glyph mechanic where you absorb your weapons now, really cool. You can combo weapons. It's basically taking what made Castlevania Symphony of the Night on the PS1 10 years ago really good now on the DS.
You mean like every other Castlevania game that's come out since?
Yo, oh my god, there's like 20 games coming out on the DS this week too.
Do you really have to announce all the shuffles?
Go Diego, go! Great Dinosaur Rescue is on the Wii. Wonder Pets Slave the Animals. Oh, that's it. Save the Animals.
Oh
god. Oh, is that? It's like Wonder Pet Slave the Animals.
I'd rather
play that game. It's like your Moses, like, get on the slave ship. I said it slow so that we could beep it real good. You're gonna, you. Bella Sarah. Don't know what that is. Released by Cardmaster. It's a card game.
Question mark.
I'm gonna pull up a video. Then we're gonna be disappointed. Ben 10 Alien Force. Oh, Disney Fairies. Tinkerbell. Goosebumps Horrorland. Hello Kitty, Big City Dreams. Ooh, that's for Brandon. Little Red Riding Hood, Zombie Barbecue. I'm not even making that up.
Zombie Barbecue.
It says Little Red Riding Hood, Hood Zombie BBQ. ROTFO.
Is that from Capcom?
No, that's Destineer.
So it can't be the chick from...
Yo, you know what we need to do? We need to get a Nintendo DS dev kit, and we need to make DS games. I think we need to make DS games. I think that is our market. I think we can make awesome DS games. Or not.
I'm judging by the number of people... When I used to work in EB Games, judging by the people who came in and bought the DS, I don't think I want to make games for that.
No, we're making games for people who are like us that want games for the DS. Also, Monster Jam, Urban Assault, My Sims Kingdom, Ninja Town. Pets Rescue Ocean Patrol.
Team, wasn't it?
Yeah, the dude from EGM who sucks. Yeah, Pets Rescue Ocean Patrol. in Pets Rescue Wildlife Vet, which is kind of like Pokemon the Dungeon games, where they had a red and blue team. Now they have one for pets, so you're okay. Robocalypse, another Tecmo game. Wow, Tomino Tagaki, you just let him go. Rubik's World, Shrek's Carnival, Crazy, Six Flags Fun Park, Travel. So every game that came out on the Wii this week comes out on the DS. Oh, except for this one game called Core.
Teresia? Did that come on
the Teresia Wii? Comes out on the DS. Pony Friends Mini Breeds Edition.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness, seriously?
No, wait, I can't say that. That's next week. So we'll talk about that again next week.
You know what? Wow, did it say Nintendo is becoming an edutainment console?
Here's Belisera. I don't know what's happening here.
I think it's a horse race.
I think the horse is urinating.
Horse race?
Is the horse urinating?
No, that's the ground.
Right? That is not the ground. Why is the ground different color? Oh my god, dude. Yeah, this is like an N64 game.
It's the ground. It's on the DS. So
it's on... Yeah.
it's portable, so it looking like a 64 game is not at all, like, bad.
Well, the PSP honestly looks like a PS2 game sometimes.
Or depending PS2 on what you're playing. It's like if you're playing God of War.
PS3.
Well, but PS2 is good. Because
that's what I'm saying. No, it's a step up.
Like, alright, here's Robocalypse.
Alright, so...
Oh, it's an RTS.
Looks like Front Mission First.
wow, really?
I would just suggest you guys just go play, what's that game? Advance Wars. Black Hole Rising. The best game they got for that on the DS. Or, Final Fantasy Revenant Wings.
They're firing lasers at each other.
Whatever. All right, I'm not excited anymore. Okay, and that's it from Team Nintendo. One thing I did want to highlight this week, which I think is really important. Yeah, shut up. Is, the fact that, fan translation came out for damn near one of the greatest games ever, Mother 3. If anyone's ever played either Mother 1 or Mother 2, which is called Earthbound in America, you guys who are there and you're a part of the fan base, you know it's out. Mother 3 is happening. For those of you who have gotten...
If you can play it somehow, because we don't know how you'd be able to play it.
Well, obviously you can't play it because it's not really on the Game Boy Advance, but if you have... and they can't play it because we don't advocate anything that would be we don't even know how you play it. There you go. How about that?
Right there.
Hypothetically speaking,
what is a way that someone who is not us could perhaps play this game?
Oh, easy. The easiest way to do it would be to go to Google, type in GPSP Kai. Get the emulator if you have a PSP. Put it on your PSP. You have to be running custom firmware above 3.71 M33-2.
Of course, hypothetical.
All hypothetical.
Never done this.
Because I wouldn't even know what an M33-dash anything is. But
like, this is all like OJ Simpson. If I did, like,
exactly. Because if I was OJ and I killed that, I'd write a book saying the title "Killed the," and then because can't try me again. Can't, because that's the Constitution. But seriously, if you're really adamant about getting it, the fan sub is free, so obviously the translation patch is free. To get the ROM, I don't know where you'd get that from. Chances are you probably want to try a site called Romulation.
hypothetically,
it's like you also have to register. So make sure you register with a valid email address when you do it, because otherwise you won't get the email to activate your account.
You won't get the email.
Exactly. Also, once you get the ROM, you're going to want something to play it on. Chances are, if you're playing on a PC, you get an emulator.
Yeah. I don't know what those are.
You might want to go with the one that's Visual Boy Advance. That's the one that's running the best, because the thing about Mother 3 is the new battle system is very music intensive. In fact, Mr. Itoi himself was saying how much the music really correlates to the game. So like each battle, different monsters have different sounds, like background noise, like they all have different music. So based on the rhythm, like the beat of the song, like the combo system is you hit the button each time, you would hear like the standard bass line in any song. And now like some sounds are like bump ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum. That's easy. It's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Then there are boss fights that are like bump 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 bump. It gets retarded, and that's gonna suck when people are listening to this. And they're like, "What the hell is he doing?" But like, yo, mother, I don't even know how to explain this, because like a lot of stuff, like, because I get really emotional over like the most dumb stuff. Like, I don't get emotional like my dog died. I felt bad, but it wasn't like it didn't bring me to tears. It's like my grandpa died. He's old. Okay, but But like, I watched episode 25 of Gundam Wing, where Zex Marquise finally went back, and he crashed the Toggies, and I cried. Domon had to kill his brother Kyoji, and I cried. And then the first chapter of Mother 3, Flynn. Like, no, seriously, like, you guys are joking, but, like, seriously, if you, like, I'm just attesting to how powerful this game is, like, the fact that within the first chapter, you're already connected to these characters.
All right, Mike, they've already built up a story. It's like, Mother 3 on a GBA is better than Fallout 3.
It is, and I'm saying it right here, like, Fallout 3 is awesome graphically, but, like, story-wise, play Mother 3 however you can, because wow. I don't know how you can play it, because no. The game is not out in America. Done.
Hey, everyone. This is Celeste Anime Corner. Yay!
And we're going to have to make like a little like sound effect. It's like Celeste Anime Corner. It's going to be like, bah, bah, bah. Or we could just have like moaning. No, you're not down for that? Okay.
We'll have to get something tolerable. Stop this, David.
You get moaning.
It's just
like... We get the opening from like Lucky Star.
Right. It's just like... Okay, but anyway. Alright. This week, we do not have ecchi. So
no ecchi.
No ecchi.
No ecchi, no lolicon fails.
No, not this week. Maybe next week. We'll look out for something for you guys. But yeah, most of these animes that I am reviewing this week, XXHolic and Gurren Lagann / Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann. Yeah. Are now out in the U.S., so you don't have to go to the internet and look for these things.
They're not on the internet.
You go to the internet and look for anime? What? Where do you do this?
I'm not even sure.
Wait, there's more?
I recommend Google for that, but yeah. Okay, XXHolic, awesome anime, especially if you are into the supernatural. No, it's not. Okay, basic summary is like, a dude named Masanuki Kimihiro, who has a habit of having ghosts and demons chase him and try to eat him since he can see them. One day he comes across a mysterious shop. Here he meets Yuka, who tells him her shop grants wishes, but for a price. Masanuki gets wrapped up in the spirit world and finds out things about himself and the world around him. Alright.
So it's kind of like Yu Yu Hakusho?
Except without all the fighting.
Without all the cool fights.
Yeah.
It's like XXHolic. I read the manga. The manga's fire.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, it was kind of reminiscent more of, like, I guess the manga, the Pet Shop of Horror.
Yeah.
When they did that run, where it's like, there are dire consequences for the thing that you want to do. It's
yeah.
Like, XXHolic is awesome.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of really good
stuff. But the anime's out in America now, right?
Yeah, the first season is out in America, and they stay true to the manga. So if you read the manga faithfully, then, like, you'll like the anime and whatever Larry just said, whatever.
You couldn't pick it up because the mic wouldn't. It refused to. And if it did, then we'll fix it.
So. Some type of smart ass remark. Or did you?
Really? Yeah.
What kind of food?
Preferably kind of
meat. Really? I eat all kinds of stuff.
I'm hungry too, so yeah. Okay. We'll get something to eat afterward. But, anyway. So, yeah, first season is out now. There is a second season, Case, playing over in Japan now. The story and art is awesome. If you've read Chobits, Clamp, maybe. Yeah, the art in that, like, that's pretty much their style now. So, XXHolic has, like, the long people and the long legs and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, really awesome. Sometimes, like, I expect the characters to hit their heads on, like, the ceilings or something because they're so tall. But, of course, like, you know, the house is just, like,
houses
stretched.
Are just big enough. And it is anime, so that's acceptable.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah, this also periodically crosses over with Clamp's other new work, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles, which is also out on DVD and manga now. Really cool. Like, it crosses over, like, very, very periodically. Like, once every five mangas?
Yeah.
And it's really short, too.
It's not Fruits Basket.
No. But, yeah, like, I love this anime. Like, if you're into Supernatural or you just are, like, a Japanese culture fanatic and it's like, oh, I know what a Bakemono is, or, like, a cat ghost, or, like, Kitsune serving ramen to, like, people and stuff. It's awesome. So, yeah.
Are there any tanukis in this?
Yeah, there is one. Yeah. He comes in, he sells balloons in the manga.
Okay.
So this is like late. I think this is like the most recent volume that's out.
Yes, yeah. That's what Raccoon do. He sells you balloons and then gives you a suit.
Because nobody knew I needed a suit. Zane.
Yeah.
Oh, Zane.
But yeah, definitely check it out. I recommend it like very, very highly. The next anime that I'll be talking about, Gurren Lagann, awesome, awesome, awesome. Gainax's new baby, well, not their newest baby, but yeah,
the
over here.
Actually, it is the newest baby.
The newest one.
Well, the newest one that's over here, really? Gunbuster 2?
Gunbuster.
Is Gunbuster out here, though?
No, it never will be.
Okay, so the newest baby here. It's like, dang, that's a shame. It's like Gunbuster should be watched by everyone. Yeah. If you can watch Gunbuster somehow, watch it.
Definitely. It's like, Google it, but...
You better go to play.
Yeah, but, you know, since this is Gainax, and for everyone out there, because if you're listening to this, you should have watched FLC. You have to watch FLC if you can find it. It's FLC, y'all, or FLC?
And you don't even know.
No, okay, it's okay. I'm sorry, FLCL. Okay, I just remember. Right. I just remember the acronym.
Fully cool. Yeah, and you said FLC. Yo, there. Yo.
Yeah, that's why I. Yo, that's why I stopped. Fully cool. That's why I stopped. Yeah,
it is. But that's why we just had that minute where.
Yeah. Gunbuster 2.
It's not Gunbuster 2, but like as far as the action goes, you could you can compare it to Gurren Lagann. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not comparable to Gurren Lagann.
They're planets at people with Gunbuster.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. But that comes out, can you make sure that I can watch that, please?
Yeah.
I got all six. You got all six? All right. I need that. All right, cool. Yeah, there's just this long line of just empty.
Yeah, just like
gotta add like
but
the music.
Yeah, we're not talking about Gunbuster this week.
Yeah,
Gurren Lagann. Yeah,
Gurren Lagann. Yo, there's some very nice cosplay for that out.
Yeah,
very nice cosplay.
Okay, basic summary. This is the summary that I found on Line based Anime News Network. In their closed off underground village, Kamina and Simon / Shimon, if you want to stay true to the Japanese, like, are sick of the limits that the village elder puts on them in their lives in the village and stuff. Yet all this will change when Simone / Simon stumbles across an amazing device. But yeah, like Gurren Lagann's awesome, awesome, awesome. You get action within like pretty much the first couple minutes of the episode, so it's not like you're watching like 5 episodes or even 3 for stuff to happen. Like, highly, highly recommend it. Especially if you're a Gainax fan. Awesome opening ending song. Awesome animation. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Out now on DVD. In fact, there is a special edition DVD. It has the first 13 episodes on 2 discs. And that is out, and that is out now for $25. So not too bad for like 2 disc special edition. And yeah,
it's that cheap. Ew.
Yeah, I've actually
just all. Oh my god.
Yeah, the first 13 episodes. Like, I checked on FYE, so that's the price that they're giving, $25.37, I believe.
I like how we do plugs for all these freaking companies that don't do mine first.
I know.
Just go to Play Asia, go to Kotaku, go to, and people are like, oh, I know what Kotaku is.
Or we could just say go to your local anime store.
And we said Google. Damn, yeah, that's not one of the biggest conglomerates.
Yeah, pretty
or we
much.
We could just say don't go nowhere.
Yeah, we could. No, it's like whatever. Go to FYE. It's like I'm not mad. Whatever. Hopefully somebody is listening.
Just look it up online, everybody. The internet is your friend.
So says Al Gore, who made the internet.
I had hand in creating the
internet. You didn't know that? Al Gore made the internet.
Yeah.
He hand-built all the tubes.
Yep. Lead him across the entire world.
Yeah.
are amazing, Al Gore. But yeah, that was high up the anime for this week. And I will be talking about news this episode, so awesome. But yes, like for those of you who have been keeping up with politics, Colin Powell recently endorsed Obama for presidency. And it's kind of funny because at first he's all like, well, I was kind of deciding between McCain and Obama, but because of how McCain was running his campaign.
Specifically in relation to the Palin beast.
Yeah. God, and at the rallies, like.
Joe the Plumber.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Joe the Plumber, by the way, who's not bonded or licensed.
Yeah.
Is he not actually a plumber?
Is it no. Joe Sixpack?
Is no, it, they changed
no,
it.
No, his name is Joe the Plumber. He's an actual guy, but like they were trying to use the moniker of, oh, well, even average Joe Sixpack, who is actually Joe the Plumber, are people who make over $25,000 a year.
He's a plumber, meaning he polices alien organizations?
Yo, but he makes, and they were saying he's a plumber who makes over $250,000 a year. One,
what?
You're a plumber who makes over $250,000 a year. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
You're
aliens.
Yo, you are Mario. You have a princess. you have magic. Oh man, it's just crazy. But like the thing that they were getting at was they were trying to discredit Obama's tax plan.
Yeah,
which is actually giving a tax break to 95%.
Yeah, 95%.
You know what that means? The 5% of the people who own the wealth in this country are getting taxed.
Yeah,
and they don't like that.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, you have more than enough money. Like, why are you being so picky about it? You get paid $250,000 a year, and you got people out there who are making like $20,000 a year, and you're complaining.
Well, of course they are. How would you feel somebody came to you and told you to give some of your shit back?
Yo, but I mean, everybody pays taxes.
That would hurt my feelings if I was making $250,000 a year.
That hurt my feelings if I was making money that I worked for.
Okay, but it's like no, but it's like
I just don't care because I'm broke.
No, but exactly. It's like, I'm yeah. Broke.
Help me.
But it's like everybody has to pay taxes.
That's what I need.
But it's like everyone has to pay taxes. That's the one thing that you have to do. You pay taxes and you die. Okay?
Exactly.
So, like, nobody's going to get out of paying taxes. And if you do, you're not living in America.
Yeah, but the thing we're getting at is the fact that Colin Powell actually left out or gave his endorsement of Barack Obama. In fact, we have a clip of that that we're actually going to jump on and play.
But Mr. McCain says that he's a washed-out terrorist, but then why do we keep talking about him? And why do we have these robocalls going on around the country trying to suggest that because of this very, very limited relationship that Senator Obama has had with Mr. Ayers, somehow Mr. Obama is tainted? What they're trying to connect him to is some kind of terrorist feelings, and I think that's inappropriate.
All right, so that was General Powell, or the retired General Powell, talking about his endorsement of Barack Obama. Opinions?
Let's see. I wasn't terribly surprised. It's like, I don't know, even though he was on the fence between them both, it's like, that's awesome for Obama. Like, I have to say, I was surprised. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And, like, it's like, yay and stuff. I was also kind of surprised about how he said that he was on the fence in the first place.
But you didn't believe him when
he
said that?
Well, he's a Republican. So.
Well, yeah, he's a Republican.
Yeah, he spoke at the National Republican Convention in 2000.
Republican Convention.
You didn't have to watch it. It happened.
Hey, I was asleep or something. I didn't, yeah.
It's nice that he says it wasn't racially motivated, but it's nice that he said he wasn't racially motivated, which is, I mean, come on, he's a black guy talking about the first possible black president. Of course, he's racially motivated. Second,
he served on one of the worst presidents. He served as like associate to one of the worst presidencies in history.
He was the.
For
of
a short
of the worst
time.
Not even.
Of
that was under his own choice. He's a
like,
very
he
good
was,
friend
no,
of
he,
John McCain.
He was there for like maybe the first 4 years and then he dropped out.
They resigned. But yeah. The point we're trying to make is it's not about him and his political affiliation. He was like, yo, he thought that actual administration was about some kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
That was his true belief. And the reason why he's been on the fence so long about Obama is because he's trying to see if he's actually really trying to do something for this country. Yeah. And he sees it over the 7 weeks that we've had the time to vet Sarah Palin.
Yo, personally, I mean,
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
All the crap we got
and
into,
Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, 4 years isn't going to be enough time for him to fix
he,
it.
He even
like,
said,
seriously.
He even said himself that, like, his McCain's VP pick was also a, like, factor.
He said
in his decision.
The party has become narrow.
It
he
has.
Used a nice word. I'm saying the party has become
wait.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you. Thanks, Carlos Mencia. We tied it. Just, Republicans are at such a loss right now that they're throwing horseshoes. Look at Sarah Palin.
She's a horseshoe.
Sarah Palin looks like she needs to be on the cover of, like, a magazine that is
like
not.
Rachel Ray.
Don't talk about Rachel. I love Rachel.
Oh.
Like,
you know, Rachel Ray was going out for VP.
If Rachel Ray was going for her,
yeah,
I would vote for her.
Rachel Ray is probably smarter than Sarah Palin. I mean,
it's not even about that. Rachel Ray can cook.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a chef. Rachel Ray can't cook.
Rachel Ray can't cook. I cook. Great show.
I do. I'm telling you. It's like, look. Chili. Look, black bean soup, right? She took black beans out of a can. Right?
Okay, but that was on the show. Like, Rachel Ray, like, if you look at her, like, that she can cook. All right? We're having this argument right now. You want to have this later, like, outside, off the record? We can talk about Rachel Ray. We'll call her. I got her phone number. We can talk.
I think the Italian chick actually kind of cute. But
no,
that's beside.
No, that's wrong. You think?
Body slam into an uppercut and then a hurricane kick.
I would just give her like the Kazuya combo.
Uppercut, just, three
and then go into a king finisher. Just all kinds of dumb.
Just all 10 grand.
Just all 20. Oh man. Do you not like Rachel Wright? Oh, for those of you who don't know, Brandon's here. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Brandon. You're here now. You have to talk because I introduced you.
All right, I'm Brandon, and no, I do not like Rachel Ray.
Why don't you like Rachel Ray?
Because she f***ed her way to the top. She
damn.
Can't.
So? What?
With has no
you?
Bearing on what
have you
really
heard?
You?
No.
What did you? So if you're saying for $1 million that if you could sleep with Sarah Palin but get the AIDS, or sleep with Hillary Clinton but become the President of the United States, would you do it?
Do what?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's what I'm trying to say. Do what?
There was no conversation in any of that shit. I was just like,
the point I'm trying to make is, you can't talk about Rachel Ray, because I'd appreciate that. So whatever, you're unintroduced. You're undiscovered, okay? Goodbye. Brandon. You just got infinitely undiscovered. All right? Greatest game on the 362 date confirmed. Scoop. But really, no, we were talking about something more important than Rachel Ray. I can't believe you don't like her cooking. That's bullshit.
Who cares about her cooking?
Her cooking is actually delicious. Have you ever tried to cook some of her food?
No.
Have you ever eaten some of her food?
I've never eaten none of her food, but I've had some of the food that she's made with more spices in it.
Well, exactly.
I'm just saying, but that's
you know what? If you want her food, go to Applebee's. If you want good food.
If you want her food, shoot yourself because this conversation is about how she cooks.
Applebee's?
Applebee's makes good food.
No.
That's why I love Applebee's.
Oh
there you
gosh.
Go. Done.
See, I had a bad experience with Applebee's. It changes everything.
Okay. The point we were
all right, so that's the presidential election.
So, like, talking about Obama, like, God, I can't believe you people are just so fake. All of you.
What?
Fake.
Rachel Ray. I don't even know you anymore. I don't
care.
Like Rachel Ray.
As long as I can touch her and uppercut her. And
well, that's what I was referring to. It's like, yo, forget her food, more Rachel Ray is what Rachel Ray. It's like Claire Bennett season one.
Just take the chloroform to her.
There are some.
Just give her the Ciella Ferrara.
Just eat her with the E
just
backwards.
E-T-H-E-R. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Just put a bag over it. Just have her go to sleep. Okay, we had originally intended to make this so important and real, and it's not.
Rachel Ray is real, homie.
Rachel Ray is, obviously she's real, but, like, none of us in this room have ever met Rachel Ray. None of us.
Dot, dot, dot.
That's why he's mad. He tried and he failed.
Because Rick and Radio wasn't nothing to do with you.
Rick and Radio had nothing to do with the
family. You write up Rick and Radio, like, hey, baby. She's like, no, thank you. You sounded more like Mew Mew because she had breadsticks in her mouth. I like the fact that she's a girl that eats. I'm happy she eats food. She eats food. Like, all these other chicks just skinny, just sad. Just
yeah, that means she can take the uppercut. So do you.
You heard me? You heard me? I didn't stutter. Just skinny and sad. All these other chicks. I said all these other chicks that don't look like Rachel Wright or Claire Bennett, season one. Yeah.
Rachel Wright's do you notice that she's constantly fighting eating so that she's able to still go into her magazine cover?
Now she is.
No, she always has been. She's gotten a little on the chunky side and then she just like bulimia back to
but
back
that's
to
what happens. Like you gotta start using the finger. So whatever. Well, anyway, that has nothing to do with
you
what
catch her on the upswing with the uppercut.
You gotta get her after Thanksgiving weekend. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta wait till Thanksgiving.
Quarter circle forward, quarter circle forward, mid punch for two levels.
All I'm saying is like Thanksgiving, Rachel Ray, and Christmas Eve, Rachel Ray with the eggnogs in her. Good times. Yo, we're not gonna be able to put any of this on the air. I hope you guys understand that this entire segment is now fail.
Nobody made any vulgar references to any particular
uppercut, quarter circle forward, quarter circle forward.
No, but that was more symbolism and humor than anything directly.
All right. I'm all defensive now, geez. Panties in a bunch.
I'm saying.
Alright, but I'm saying your panties are in a bunch. Alright, but anyway, so, like, really, when you met her, how was it?
I mean, I checked her in, checked her bags, and sent her on her way. I had nothing to
do. You didn't have a conversation with her?
No, I don't like her.
Wait, stop. Why don't you like Rachel Ray?
I just told
you. Oh, my God. Say it again.
You had a nightmare.
Why do I have to tell you again?
Say it again, because I want to hear it. Obviously, I blocked you out the first time.
Because she her way to the top. It's not for her cooking. She sucks.
She's not even that cute.
Shh. This is about Brandon right now. Stop. And? What else? What else?
Like,
got?
What has she done seriously that would make her just so great in your eyes?
What has she not done?
I didn't say she was great. I just said she'd be
upper. She didn't.
Oh, we're talking about Mike.
Okay. Yeah, this is like the Tatsunoko versus Mike.
You know what? You know what? It was. She didn't me. She didn't you, Michael.
Not even.
Oh!
if I had a little Rachel Ray, I'd tell you guys. If I had that, I'd have pictures all over the internet. Except I wouldn't, because I don't condone anything on or around the internet.
Right.
So
I have to put the Photoshop all over that and lengthen the mosaic and then post it.
Oh, man. Because your mosaic would have to be at least $5 foot long status. So. Okay, whatever. We're not talking about your mosaic right now. We're not talking about this. We're talking about Barack Obama.
Barack Obama being endorsed
by Colin Powell. That somehow devolved. Just leveled down.
No, because somebody mentioned Rachel Wright going for VP.
It wasn't me.
It was me. I'll surrender that.
It was
I did.
It wasn't me.
And it just went away. It did not
just went to this horrible thing that it shouldn't have been. So it's like, whatever. I'm glad you guys tuned in for Reset this week. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'd like to thank the Rachel Ray Show for making this possible. It's like because we're now endorsed by Rachel Ray. It's like y'all laughing, y'all gonna be laughing when I come in like a mesquite jacket and Rachel Ray shoes.
Yo, if you wear a mesquite jacket in here, I'll like you and your jacket on.
Oh, but yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm not allowed to wear mesquite stuff. Oh, that's gay. Too bad I'll be wearing mesquite. Stop me.
No, won't stop. I'll just light you on fire.
Oh, you light me on fire? We're going to be fighting. And then I'll
be on fire.
I'll be on fire. Then I'll have fire punches. And
no,
like,
no. You're just spinning around trying to find me through all the fire.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jason. You're awesome. I know we're still recording. It's at this point.
This doesn't matter.
It can't get any worse than what it's already.
It can't.
Stop.
Let's all try. Come on.
See, like I said. So I'd like to thank everyone who came today, Chris. Oh my God, I don't even know your name anymore. Chris, Lawrence, Chris, team PS3, Lawrence, team 360, Celeste, anime, and what
Slash
should have been our news corner.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray and the Rachel Ray team.
Rachel Ray and the Rachel Ray team. I'd like to thank ABC, NBC, and the affiliates, those channels.
And Rachel Ray.
Specifically Rachel Ray.
I'd like to thank Street Fighter for providing us with uppercuts.
Thank you
to Rachel Ray.
Thank you to Capcom for quarter circle forward and then any punch, high, medium, or low. I'd like to thank Brandon, our special guest, for 2 minutes. I'd like to thank Jesus.
Would you really?
No. I'd like to thank Suigetsu, or not Suigetsu, that's the dude from Naruto.
Wow.
Shigeto.
That's the dude who's gonna get Rachel Ray.
Itoi, the creator of Mother. I'm like Suigetsu. Naruto. Just water jitsus all over this game. I'd like to thank everyone, seriously, for coming this week. I'd like to thank J1 Studios for once again hosting this wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you to all our fans out there. Once again, all three of you. I love you guys. Yeah, seriously, please. Don't forget to send us mail. If you would like to contact any of us, that means me, Chris, Lawrence.
Not Lawrence.
Specifically Lawrence or Celeste.
To send fan mail.
And now Brandon. If you want to send Brandon mail. Yeah, about Rachel Ray. You can send it to resetthegame@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, same website.
Rachel Ray comments.
Rachel Ray comments. In fact, Rachel Ray, if you would like to be a special guest, I would host you.
Oh my goodness.
On this show.
You want me to give
all
you
of us, all of us would host.
Wow.
Yeah. Seriously, thank you so much for tuning in this week, and we will talk to you guys next week in space.
Oh, peace. God.